You're listening to 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. It's 6 o'clock, and this is our prayer time get-together. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. Let's take a look in God's Word in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Matthew 24, 12. Now these words were spoken by Jesus in answer to three questions asked by the disciples. Those are found in verse 3. And it was a result of Jesus' prophecy of the destruction of the temple. So this is in part an answer to the second question, which was, what shall be the sign of thy coming? What shall be the sign of thy coming? And he says, the love of many shall wax cold. Jesus tells us one sign of his coming is that very thing, the love of many shall wax cold. This sign is directed toward Christians. We know this because it speaks of love becoming cold. Before love could grow cold, it would first have to be hot, which is a characteristic expression of the love of the saints toward God and His kingdom. Notice more specifically that it plainly states that this love shall wax cold. That would indicate a gradual change. The word wax there means over time. And it would go often unnoticed until the love's temperature has waxed to a point where spiritual fervor is absolutely lost and love is left a frozen, unresponsive memory, a hardened situation. However, notice that Jesus did not say that this would be the condition of all. God still has many followers who love and whose love is waxing hot every day, being fanned by the Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, we are in the midst of an alarming and terrible drift from godliness, from holy living, from real Christ-like love for God and for one another. This is a drift from God's holy standard as found in His Word, the Bible, to a jumble of man's theories which never did and never will save a soul or lift a man from his lowest plane of sin. The waxing cold of love has produced a compassionless, burdenless, tearless church. Sinners no longer are stirred in our meetings. In fact, in many cases, many services are held without a sinner coming to even visit. So many churches don't even have evangelistic meetings anymore. There was a time when our grandparents would get so burdened that the tears would flow over their saintly faces, and their pleas to God for mercy for the sinner would convict the hardest heart. The resistance of that hardened one would crumble and would cause him to pray the publican's prayer, God be merciful to me, a sinner. There was a time when wayward sons and daughters, after a night of reveling and sin, would come stealing home long after midnight to hear a saintly mother weeping and pleading to God for the salvation of that boy or girl, and often that wayward one would seek out mother or dad and get saved. So do we see those kind of results today? No. Well, then why? Some folks say that people today are gospel hardened. How could folk be gospel hardened when the major portion of folk never hear a convincing gospel message? They've never seen a tear drop from the eye of a saint as they in passionate love spoke to them about their soul. How could folk be gospel hardened when they never saw the saints burdened or concerned? The issue is not the condition of gospel-hardened sinners. The real issue is that many Christians have waxed cold in their love to God and man until little or no compassion or concern is shown for the lost. Now notice the reason Jesus gives for the love waxing cold. He says, because iniquity shall abound. Many individual Christians and many church bodies has looked upon a cold, spiritually dead world, a world full of iniquity and sin, said the condition is hopeless, beyond reach of human or even God's aid, and then they've settled down to a cheap religion to await Christ's return. It could be comparable to the man who wrapped his talent in a napkin and hid it in the ground and awaited for his master's return. In the end, he was banished from his master's presence. Instead of settling down, our churches over the land should be praying, Lord, stir and equip us for the hour, for the duty that faces us. And then allow the Lord to put a burden and compassion on every Christian that would melt the stoutest sinner. God is able for the present condition if the church will allow God to use it in His way. So then the question for us, for you, for me, has our love grown cold? If it is, if your love's cold, then you're contributing to the condition of sin about you. Each of us need to repent and ask God for the burden that He would want us to have and for the concern that we used to have for the lost. We want Him to find us faithful. We want Him to find us being His child working in His field. Heavenly Father, thank You for this reminder from Your Word. And thank You for once again calling us to repentance and calling us to service and calling us to love so that our love would be hot and not cold, so that we would be not only willing but able to reach out to the lost with the truth of God's love and the truth of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, use us in the reaching of souls with the truth. And Lord, we do pray for Your provision for us as we serve You. We pray that You would make provision for this ministry of WHCB and for each one that's listening and participating in this radio endeavor. I pray, Lord, that You would, in many ways, in all ways, multiply our efforts that we might be faithful in Your service, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.